Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
It is 30 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in to 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Whitney Payton is making her first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with the world. You guys are also going to be hearing a single from Whitney a little bit later, and we're going to tell you how you can stay in contact with her and support her music. Whitney, congratulations to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
What up, Ski? Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, look, we're real excited to be able to speak with you. I was actually sharing with you before we went live here that, you know, I actually found out about you thanks to Facebook. Someone hit me up on Facebook, you know, and told me, you know, about you. I was able to go to your Facebook fan page and like it and reach out to you from there, which is how we were able to have this conversation today. What has it been like for you, Whitney, to not only be able to create music, but to be able to share it with the world, especially now thanks to social media, to be able to let people literally around the world know about you and your music?
I mean, it's awesome. It's also, it's really scary at the same time, because if you think about it, you invest a lot in your artwork and the creative process, and you put something out and you want everyone to like it, but, you know, that's not the case. You just can't please everyone. Everyone has their own taste. So anytime you put something out, you're real close to it. So anytime you hear any kind of negativity, it obviously is very, very upsetting. You just got to, you know, build up some thick skin, and as long as you love doing it, that's all that matters. And you'll find the right demographic, because there's, you know, for every, like, one person that says something bad, I have, like, 100 people saying something good, but you always focus on the bad, because that's what we do as human beings, you know
right.
what I mean? But, you know, you gotta keep trucking, and it becomes easier and easier as I go along and my buzz builds up and everything, to hear the bad with the good, because it's just like you just learn to brush it off a little more. So that's
yes.
the hardest part about it, but it's a great feeling.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I not only, you know, stay in contact with you on Facebook, but also I'm one of your many followers on Twitter. You know, one of the things that you seem to do, especially through social media, is not only share with, you know, your readers and your fans about what you're doing, but you also engage with them. How important has that interaction with your fans, do you think, Whitney, has contributed to your success?
I mean, it's contributed to all of it, because I'm an independent artist. Like you said earlier, you found out about me through Facebook. Like, I'm not an artist who has big, like, machine behind me as far as, like, these huge labels feeding a lot of money into marketing and promo. It's all been word of mouth. It's all been guerrilla advertising. So I really appreciate the people that follow me and the people saying great things and saying, hey, I made my friends all listen to your album and stuff, and they love you now, and they're listening to you at work and this and that. So, like, I really appreciate that. So I'm going to acknowledge it. I'm not going to act like I didn't see it. I think too many artists try to, you know, they want to maintain this image of I'm unapproachable, I'm too big to even talk to, I won't even respond back, because they're trying to maintain an image. But I think we're kind of past those times now where everyone can reach everyone. Like, we see your tags and stuff, even if they act like they don't. I mean, there's some artists that get thousands and thousands of tweets a day. But, you know, for the most part, we see pretty much everything, the good and bad that's said online, you know, about us. And I try my best to respond when I can. For
right.
Sure.
Well, yeah. Well, you definitely stay busy, so it's great that you do have the time to be able to do that. You know, it's funny though that you mentioned, of course, about being independent and not having this large machine. If for our online listeners, those listening to us through blogtalkradio.com, one of the pictures that they're seeing is of you, you know, in front of this throng of people when you're performing. What is that like for you, Whitney, to have spent the time to write, then of course record? And then, of course, you're performing. What is it like for you to see that response?
I mean, I think performing is my favorite part of it all, because it's like, you know, you take so much time writing, you take countless hours in the studio. Like, people who don't do music don't realize how many countless hours go into the creation of it. And it's like, when you're performing, you're finally able to showcase all that work, all those hours. It's like, it might take 4 minutes to perform the song, and it took 20 hours to, you know, record it and mix and master it. But it's totally worth it when you look out in the crowd and there's people that know some of the words to the song, or they know all the words, and they're getting hyped and they're loving it. It's, you know, you really, their energy makes up for all the blood, sweat, and tears that go into it, because if they can relate to a song, if one person can relate to it, it was totally worth it. Because, you know, I make a lot of relationship songs or different topics and stuff, and I'll get messages from people saying, hey, I went through that same thing, or like, my ex did that to me, or this or that. And it's like, you know, just because that one message, I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I recorded that. So
exactly.
It's amazing.
It is amazing, and I think it really says a whole lot about music and how we're able to connect with one another. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Whitney Payton is making her first appearance here in the program, and we're talking to her not only about the musical experience, what it's been like for her to do what she loves, but also what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. Now, on your Twitter page as well as your Facebook, we know that you do, you know, we call all, you know, all musicians recording artists. We call everyone recording artists regardless of their, you know, what particular genre. You know, for you, it's rap. And I think that is another fascinating thing. You know, I think storytelling in itself, and I've heard several of your songs, Whitney, first of all, on Facebook, of course. Then, of course, you know, you know, when people join your newsletter, we'll be telling them how to do that. They can, you know, get some of the free music as well. You know, for you, what was it about rap that attracted you to it?
I mean, it's weird because I grew up in a suburb outside of Philadelphia. So it's like, even though I was outside of a major city, like, I didn't go to a very diverse high school. And being a white girl and everything, you know, especially when I first started, we didn't even have, like, any, like, white rappers really that were huge at the time. I mean, even artists nowadays like Kesha or whatever, I mean, she's not really a rapper, but she's still, like, a female in hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
and then
right.
We have like the Krayshawns and stuff like that. There wasn't even that yet, so it was kind of hard to break through. But I mean, I started doing spoken word first. I did spoken word before I even rapped. And for people, I guess, that don't know what that is, it's like the slam poetry. If they're familiar with like acapella kind of poetry delivered in kind of a rap style, but it's a little more abstract than rap. So then I transitioned to actual rap, which was a bit of a transition for me because it's more rhythmic. You have to be on beat. You have to do it with music, and spoken word wasn't so much with music, so it took a little getting used to, but that's how I really started, was in poetry, and that's exactly what rap is. So
yeah, it is. And I think that I'm so glad you said that, because that is the truth. That is what it is. You know, I came to rap late in my life as well, and I think one thing I've come to appreciate, though, about, you know, to me, about, you know, some hip-hop artists is, you know, the love of words. My favorite song of yours, I believe I've heard, is probably Bittersweet. And one of the things that, you know, about that particular song by you, Whitney, is that, you know, you're able to convey a message. And I think so many times, you know, music has become about the beat more so than what the person is actually saying. How important are the words for you as an artist?
I mean, I go back and forth because, I mean, I see the party songs are just as important, and I know there's a lot of party songs out that don't have much lyrical content to them, so people bash them constantly. But it's like, you know, you have songs about struggle and things like that are deep, and then you have party songs to make people forget their struggle. So,
right.
So party songs are important, too, so that people, because sometimes they don't want to think, they just want to let loose, and they want to have a good time. So that's why I think those songs are equally as important. But I think, you know, with my song Bittersweet, that's like a relationship song, but it's more so a friendship. It was about someone who, you know, I was friends with for years and years, and then our friendship kind of dissolved and fell apart, and it was talking about that. But, I mean,
right.
To different people, the song might mean different things because it doesn't get, like, overly specific, you know what
right.
I mean? So they could probably apply it to their life in a different way, whether it be a romantic relationship or a relationship with a family member or friend that just kind of has fallen apart. But, you know, all the songs I write are based on things I've actually gone through and I've lived. And I think, you know, obviously I don't have any gangsta songs because I've never lived it, so I'm not going to try to pretend it wouldn't come off as authentic.
Right.
Those songs for me, these songs are just way easier to write, songs that I've really, things I've gone through. So it just, I basically don't even think. I let the pen touch the paper and write itself because it just comes out. It just it'll just come out when it's true, you know. So, I mean, words are definitely important. The lyrical content and what you're saying and what you're trying to get people to listen to and relate to, it's, you know, it's unparalleled. It's important.
But you know, you bring up a really good point though, Whitney, and that is, you know, there needs to be a balance. I mean, no one wants to listen to, you know, just deep meditative thoughts all the time. I mean, so the fun songs, I think, are a great, are a great counter to that. But what it does also show about you is that you're well-rounded, and that, you know, and that says a whole lot to me as, you know, who you are as an artist. Whitney, I want you to stay with us. We're going to take a quick break here on the radio side. When we come back, I want to talk about the single we're going to be listening to here, the single called Ferris Wheel. We're going to have you not only talk about it, but also introduce it. And we're going to let our listeners know how they can find out more information about you and also support the music, okay?
All right. No doubt. Thank you.
All right. Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. My guest is Whitney Payton here on the program today. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Become entwined in undercover lies and torn. The exciting new novels from Ann Derrico. An intricate tale of love lost and found through engaging characters, a riveting page-turner. Four high schoolers' lives are about to intersect in romance and scandal. Follow DeMarcus, Kiera, Sashawn, and Cameron as they face the challenge of keeping the faith. Hell hath no fury like undercover lies and being torn. Order yours at anderrico.com.
Geico has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, Geico could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, Geico has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call Geico for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Have you ever wondered why men do what they do, think the way they think, or cheat on you, even when you give them the best of who you are?
Why does a man have to have more than one woman to make himself feel complete or even whole?
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Herschel Williams, but my followers call me Mr. Anatomy. I'm a life coach, relationship counselor, and sex therapist, all rolled up in one. I've written a new book called Anatomy of a Cheater, where we dive into the psychology of what men do and why they do it. Visit my website, www.anatomyofacheater.com, or my blog site, www.theanatomyofacheater.blogspot.com, and give us your opinion. Like my man Steve says, act like a what? Think like a who? Well, Anatomy of a Cheater is his explanation on steroids. You won't be disappointed.
And we're back with Conversations Live, and our conversation with recording artist Whitney Payton. She's making her first appearance on the program this afternoon. We've been talking to her, actually having a great conversation with Whitney, and not only about her beginnings as an artist, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. The single we're going to be listening to here, Whitney, is called Ferris Wheel. Talk to us a little bit about the single and how it came about.
Right. Well, I don't know if you guys have heard of this underground label called Psychopathic, but this rap group called Insane Clown Posse are the owners of it, and they're signed to it. And, you know, they used to be signed to a major label and played all over MTV. They're the ones who wear the clown makeup on their face and everything, and they were kind of, I guess, shunned from the industry, so they made their own record label, and they've been doing really well ever since. But they have a DJ signed to that label that put out a mixtape recently, and I happened to be on one of the songs on the mixtape. So I made a song called A Ferris Wheel, which is just kind of a song, you know, that I had written about, you know, lies and different things confusing you in your life, and you just feel like you're spinning around on this Ferris wheel because you don't know what's real anymore, you don't know what's fake, and just like my experience with that. And I think everyone has experienced something like that in their life, or gone through, you know, finding themselves and who they are. And, you know, a lot of my songs are kind of coming of age songs because I'm growing up as I write most of them. I mean, I started right in high school, and everyone can tell you, like, are you the same person you were in high school? I don't know. For, you know, a few years ago, you really grow up as a teenager. So all my songs are like as I'm growing up. So you're seeing kind of coming of age songs and things like that. But I think a lot of people can relate to this one.
I think so, too. So, Whitney, since we have you here, why don't you do us the honors and introduce the single for us?
All right. This is my new single, Ferris Wheel, on DJ Clay's mixtape.
Radio listeners, but online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com. Whitney, you know, as far as inspiration goes, you know, you know, of course, you said, even before we introduced the single, that you kind of write what you know. Is that what you want people to know about you as an artist? When people say, who is Whitney Payton, what would you like them to be able to think about? What would you like them to know of you as an artist?
I mean, well, I'm always saying team underdog all the time when I'm on my social networking sites. I'm sure you've probably seen that before. I just want them to see me as the underdog or the girl next door, like, so people can say, I can be that too. Like, I'm doing this kind of on my own. I'm not trying to pretend that I have an entire team of people and a bunch of money behind me, you know, and I'm popping bottles and partying and everything and trying to maintain the stereotypical hip-hop image. So I'm just trying to be something different. And not even really trying to be something different. I just am just being myself in general, and I just happen to be different because of it. But, you know, like, I'm always just writing what I feel. I think people should always do them in whatever they're trying to pursue, and it usually works
right.
out the best. I mean, when I first started trying to do hip-hop, I was trying to have a little more sex appeal, everything like that when I was a teenager because I thought that's what people wanted. And then I started, you know, realizing, hey, this isn't necessarily me. I'm not like a Lil' Kim. I'm not, you know, some of these other female rappers who can use sex to sell. That might be them, but that's not me. So I started to kind of be more comfortable finding myself. And I started gaining more popularity actually doing that because I think people could tell that it was true, it was real, and they appreciate it. So, you know, that's what I always do. And I have, like, extreme anxiety, and I've gone to the doctor for it several times, and they've tried to prescribe me all sorts of medication, and I've just said no, and I won't take it. And what I do instead is I write these songs. So, I mean, obviously
yeah.
a song like Ferris Wheel, you could probably tell in the lyrics, like, wow, this sounds like an anxiety attack. This sounds like this or that. And it's like, because that's my emotional outlet. Like, that's how I get it out. So I if people have an emotional outlet, you know, I'm behind it all the way. I say, do it, go for it, because whatever makes you feel good.
Whatever makes you feel good, there you go. I totally agree with that, Whitney. Whitney Payton again, everyone. Whitney, it's been great speaking with you. How can our listeners stay in contact with you, as well as how can they support the music as well?
Right. Well, I have an official website, you know, WhitneyPayton.com, and it's spelled WhitneyPeyton. And, you know, if they go on that, all my music there is for free download so far that I've released. So literally, like, dozens and dozens of songs are on there just to get for free. I also have merchandise on there, like T-shirts and accessories and different things like that, and links to my social networking sites. But if you look up Whitney Payton on, you know, Facebook, Twitter, I'm on Vine now. I'm on all the social networking sites that are really popping. So, you know, even just Google me, and I'm probably on whatever your favorite music site is. And, you
right.
know, just keep in contact with me that way. And like you said, when people tag me on Twitter and this and that, I try my best to give back and to interact. So
exactly.
I'm around.
Well, you know
I'm there every day.
Well, Whitney, you know, we appreciate you taking out the time. We know you have a lot going on. We appreciate you taking out the time to be with us this afternoon and being able to share not only your music, but I think also your message of what is possible, because that's what I think is so inspiring about your story. It really shows, you know, what's possible for all of us. So congratulations to you again, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Glad to do it. Whitney Payton again, everyone. Make sure you guys do visit her at WhitneyPayton.com. As she said, that's WhitneyPayton.com. So you can find her, PeyTon. She's also, of course, on all your favorite social sites, as she mentioned here. We actually tagged her on Facebook and Twitter, so you'll be able to easily find her there if you go to our page at Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You'll click on the link there for this show. You can not only listen to the show completely for free, the podcast of it, but also be able to find Whitney there as well. A lot of great information in this conversation. It was great speaking with her, not only about her beginnings, but what it's been like for her to do what she loved. And I think that is the amazing thing about her story and what's possible for all of us. Now, that's going to do it for us for this part of our program. I'll be back with you guys this afternoon at 5:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 Central. That's 2:30 for our friends on the West Coast. For, of course, Cyrus Webb Presents this afternoon. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure to take our time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great one.